Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul. Take a listen to this.
World record.
Well, that was just a small bit of the reaction as my next guest crossed the line to set a new 100-mile world record in the United States. And I'm delighted to see Donegal woman Katrina Jennings joins me now. Katrina, huge, huge congratulations to you. How did you do that?
Thanks so much, Kira. It was, it was a long day and a long effort, but it all paid off in the end. So it was a great result.
Did you have, first of all, a record in mind when you started out your training and then started the race on the day?
Well, initially when I started my training, I knew what the record was, but I thought it would be, I was too early to really focus on the record. I just wanted to, you know, get a good block of training in and be consistent with that. So in July of this year, I sat down with my coach, Terry McConnon, and we just talked through what that might involve and how the lead up, what the lead up to November would look like. But the training, throughout the training, everything was just going really well. All the sessions that I was putting in were just going much better than I had expected. And I was aware of what the Irish woman's record was. It was 16:38. The Irish men's record was 13 hours and 18 minutes. And then the European record was 12 hours and 52 minutes. And the world record was 12 hours and 42 minutes. So all of those records were kind of, you know, playing around in my mind. And I really wanted to beat the Irish women's record. But then as training progressed and I knew I was getting more confident with the distance, I suppose my goals started to increase as well.
I mean, people talk about training for a marathon and they talk about the long runs, you know, that you build up to this long run, maybe a couple of weeks out from the marathon. What does a long run and what does training look like when you're preparing for a 100-mile race?
Yeah, well, it's quite similar to the basic marathon training, but just your long run is a lot longer and you also have two long runs at the weekend rather than one. So my training throughout the week isn't too dissimilar to marathon training. I just might do a couple of extra miles or extra reps and maybe try and get in another session or two more than what you might do for a marathon training. But the big difference in my mind is the weekend where you have to do two long back-to-back runs, Saturday and Sunday, probably ranging between about 3 to 4 hours each day. And within the Saturday run in particular, I like to add in some kind of tempo work, which is kind of a pace which isn't too far off marathon pace for about an hour, so that your legs are kind of getting beaten up a bit more than they would be if you were, you know, running slower at a slower pace, which means then when you run on a Sunday, your legs are much tired and a bit more beaten up than they should be. So
that's kind of trying to make
the training on Sunday more similar to what it would be like in the 100-mile without actually needing to run that distance.
And then we get to the 100-mile. I mean, I had some really practical questions when I saw that you had actually even completed this, never mind beating the world record by 5 minutes. Is there any rest period and what do you eat?
No rest period. The clock is ticking throughout. So if the longer you rest, the more time you waste. That's the way I look at it. But I was really fortunate that my husband, Martin McCoy, was with me on the day. So we had planned out what all my nutrition was going to be from basically the start to the finish. And there are aid stations on the course about every 5 miles. So we sat down and planned out, you know, what he was going to give me at each aid station. He can drive from one to the next and he's there when I arrive and I run by and he passes off whatever we'd planned. So it's generally, mainly gels and carbohydrate gels and, water, some electrolytes, some caffeine. But that's basically just a different mix of that throughout the day. But that's all I had. I didn't eat any, I suppose,
solid foods, if you like.
I'm somebody who is struggling to build up to 5 kilometres at the moment because I keep saying I find running quite boring. I don't know what to do with my head through the times that I'm just plodding along the road. What is in your mind? I mean, how do you keep yourself distracted or focused, or what are you actually thinking about or listening to as you're running 100 miles, Katrina? Give me some tips.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I was concerned about the mental side of it nearly more than the physical side, because I knew I was going to be on the course for probably 13 to 14 hours or, something around that region of time, which is a long time to be in your own thoughts. So I was preparing for that in the lead up to it. I do, the odd time I'm training, I do listen to music, but I try not to. I try to only do it if I'm, if I'm kind of struggling to get myself out the door, and I do it as a kind of an aid. But I kind of try and train my mind as well as my body when I'm training, so that, you're more prepared then on race day. And then on race day itself, I think I just broke it up into different distances and tried to just stay in that moment and stay positive about the distance, that block you were in at the time, and then just kind of ticking it off and ticking it off. And, it was it might sound crazy, but it was a bit easier than I thought it would be. But, once you're prepared that you're going to need those mental kind of crutches, it does actually help them when you're there on the day.
Well, it's an absolutely huge achievement, Katrina. Donegal is really, really proud of you, but so is the rest of the country. And I will be watching now to see how you're going to beat that. Are you heading back to the track?
Oh, absolutely. I just don't know what distance yet.
The world is your oyster, Katrina Jennings. Don't put any limits on it. Katrina Jennings, congratulations. A really huge achievement.
Thanks very much, Ciara.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.